Blog Talk Radio. put my ashes in the trash bag. I don't care where they go. Don't waste your money on my gravestone. I'm more concerned about my soul. Everybody's gonna die. Don't everybody live though. Sometimes I look up to the skies and wonder, do you see us down here? Oh Lord, oh Lord, oh Lord, do you see us down here?
Can't lie no more, no more. that being a problem, but when the high winds off, it's still a problem. When you and I help me to chill, it's surrounded by women and all of them with it. But when everybody gone and you sitting there alone, homie, would it get real there? Money gave hope to folks, then millionaires wouldn't be overdosing. And superstars that you knew were not commit suicide if they were roller coasting. Live fast, die young, young. That's what they say. But I'm like, who really wanna go that way? I'ma turn that page. Money, alcohol, and pushing.
I don't got a thing to hide. So is a battle. I'm not on the fence. No. Who distributes joy? Who set the soul free? Who can forgive sin? Who died for me? Yes, it's true that I've been captured by your love. I've been captured by your truth. I've been covered by your blood. I was lost, but now I'm found. Yes, it's true, you hold me tight. Jesus, you're my one prayer.
Waiting for a sleep that won't come. I got some callers. I'll take you in just a minute. Let's get into the message for tonight. Amen. The title is Healing Past Wounds and Forgiving Present Scars. Offering forgiveness to others is one of the most difficult and important aspects of the Christian life. The Bible clearly commands us to forgive others. God longs to fashion us in his likeness that we might model the love we have been shown to a world with no concept of mercy. He longs for us to offer grace and forgiveness to the undeserving as we have been offered grace and forgiveness when we were undeserving. So may you be filled with courage and boldness to offer forgiveness to those in desperate need of grace. And may God's love shine through you as you enter your calling as a minister of reconciliation. All of us have experienced trial and pain. All of us are living life wounded and scared. We learn to deal with our wounds and press forward, but whether we acknowledge it or not, wounds and scars change us. There are no perfect parents. There are no perfect friends. There are no perfect siblings or spouses. We live in an imperfect world with imperfect humans. We lash out and hurt others because we are broken and in need of healing. One of the most crucial spiritual exercises we can undergo is allowing God to heal our past wounds and guide us to a lifestyle of forgiving present scars. Without healing and forgiveness, other people's mistakes will affect our future. Without the inner working of the Holy Spirit, we will live in continuous suffering from the sins of others. You see, our God is a God of healing. Psalms chapter 147, verse 3 says, He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. Psalms says, Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all the benefits, who forgives all our iniquity, who heals all our diseases, and redeems your life from the pit, who crowns you with steadfast love and mercy. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 24 says, He himself bore our sins in the body on the tree, that we might die to sin and live in righteousness. By his wounds you have been healed. So your Heavenly Father longs to speak to wounded places in your life and heal them with his love. What past experiences, trial, or hurtful word, or person is still harmfully affecting your life today? Where do you need the Holy Spirit to come and speak healing over you? Where do you need to cry out to God in anger or frustration over the wound? You see, opening the wounded places of our hearts is an emotional, difficult process. But until we allow God into a harmful event of our past, we will never experience true freedom and restoration from them. So until we allow ourselves space to deal with what for some have been harmful and defining moments, as we will experience the entirety of the abundant life available to us. And as the Lord begins to heal our wounds, we must allow him to guide us to a lifestyle of forgiveness for our present scars. We must forgive those people who hurt us so the scars in our lives become symbols of God's redeeming love rather than reminders of painful events. James chapter 2, verse 13 says, Mercy triumphs over judgment. So show mercy to those who are undeserving of it just as your Heavenly Father has shown mercy. Love your enemies as Jesus did so that you can experience triumphs instead of pain. Freedom instead of enslavement to negativity, and joy instead of anger. So may your Heavenly Father be allowed to love you, hold you, and care for the places in your heart that needs his healing touch the most. Meditate on God's desire to heal your wounds. Allow Scripture to fill you with courage to open your heart to the Spirit and let him provide healing today. Isaiah chapter 53, verse 5, But he who was wounded for our transgressions, He who has crushed for our iniquities, upon him with the chastisement that brought us peace. And with his stripes we are healed. Matthew chapter 11, verse 28. Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. So ask the Holy Spirit to show you what he wants to heal today. What wound is affecting your life? Where do you need God to speak his truth and love over you? Open your heart to the Lord and ask him to speak truth and love into your wound. Ask the Holy Spirit to heal your wounds in whatever way he desires. Trust and follow his leadership. Zephaniah chapter 3, verse 17. The Lord God is in our midst. A mighty one who will save. He will rejoice over you with gladness. He will quiet you by his love, and he will exult over you with loud singing. Psalms chapter 103, verses 2 to 4. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all the benefits, who forgives all your iniquity, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit, who crowns you with steadfast love and mercy. So receiving healing for wounds and courage to forgive present scars is a constant process. There will always be more for the Lord to heal. There will always be new wounds the Lord wants to speak to. So if you will allow the Lord to faithfully love and heal your wounds, you will experience abundant life to a greater depth than you thought possible. So may you be filled with newfound courage and freedom today in response to the overwhelming love and power of your Heavenly Father. I highly suggest you read Psalms chapter 147. Amen. Well, if you're out there and you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ to be your Lord and Savior, you got a chance to do so tonight. All you have to do is simply pray this prayer after me. So say, Lord Jesus, for too long I have kept you out of my life. I know that I'm a sinner and that I cannot save myself. No longer will I close the door when I hear you knocking upon it. By faith, I gratefully receive your gift of salvation. And I am so ready to trust you as my Lord and Savior. So I want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to earth. I believe you are the Son of God who died on the cross for my sins and then rose from the dead on the third day. So I want to say thank you for bearing my sins and give me the precious gift of eternal life. I believe your words are true, so please come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and be my Savior tonight. And we pray this in the mighty precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, if you're out there and you just have this prayer, we here at God's Redeeming Ministry would like to welcome you to the family of God. We want to say, may the Lord bless you, and may he always keep you highly favored. Amen. So let's take some callers. I got Erica 111.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, I listened to a show yesterday, and you keep the book out of Tony?
Yeah.
That's good, because he's a ungodly man. He farts a lot, and he claims he doesn't eat ragu, and he eats a lot of ragu. And I'm thankfully that you kicked his ass.
Amen.
You kicked his ass, and then you shut down his throat, your fist, and then at the end you took off his boxers and you did a medic. I like that. Very, very good job.
Thank you.
You have more colors.
Say what?
you have more colors.
Yeah.
Put them. Cool. I'd like to hear them talk about the fight. Hello.
Hello. I can hear you.
Okay. You put more colors.
Well, I do what now?
Put more colors. Answer more colors.
Oh, okay, I got another caller here, okay, from 111. Let's try another caller. 111.
Huh?
Hello?
Hey, Ken, it's Oki.
Hey, how you doing, Oki?
I'm pretty good. Catching the first show in about 2 months, I think.
Yeah, I've been doing shows regularly. Okay, you know I've been diagnosed with cancer, right?
Oh, yeah, no. I missed the show, Ken, not you. I've been busy.
Oh.
I did hear about your cancer, Ken. I was praying for you.
Thank you.
Yeah. Is what that last caller said true, Ken? That you and Tony F are fighting?
Yeah, I knocked him out.
You knocked him out on air, Ken?
Yeah, knocked him right out.
I don't know if you want to admit to that kind of domestic abuse on air.
Well, it's okay.
What happened, Ken? Why did you decide to knock him out? Did he get mouthy?
He just got a little too big for his britches.
Damn. You're the only pastor I know who's ever bragged about beating up his partner, but that's pretty cold, Ken.
Well, that's okay.
Yeah, God will forgive
you.
You got any other callers, Ken?
Yeah, I got another caller right now. Hey, how's she gonna get out? I'll go ahead and take him.
Cool.
One, you're on the air.
Hola, Pastor Ken, how you doing?
Hey, Beanie, how you doing?
All right, man, just here, you know, I heard you had a fight yesterday. Is that true?
You got what?
That you had a fight yesterday? That you kicked cancer's ass?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I'm still working on that.
Okay, but you know, I heard you the cancer was Tony, right? Yeah, it was funny.
Yeah. Cancer's like a metaphor, Ken.
Do what?
It was crazy, man.
So cancer's like a metaphor, right? Tony's the cancer, and you're going to knock him out.
Well,
that's right. Yeah, we were using it as a metaphor.
I gotcha.
Any more callers?
No. You guys are it.
Wow.
I mean, we got all the callers, but they haven't pressed the one key yet.
They're just afraid.
No Grover or nothing. That's strange.
But, yeah, man, I liked the show yesterday.
Yeah, I thought it was a pretty good show.
Yeah, I liked it when you guys were trying to tell Tony to fart and he whistled. That was funny.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, man. It was a good
time.
Yeah,
that was
there.
Pretty funny.
Ken, I missed the last few Tony Talks, but I heard there was supposed to be a boxing match between you and Tony Gaga.
Yeah.
When is that scheduled for, and where can I buy my ticket?
It already happened.
Already happened?
It was yesterday, man. It was yesterday.
Well, I thought he was fighting with Tony F.
No, I'm not fighting with Tony F.
Oh, said false information. I'm sorry, Ken.
No call.
Yeah,
call,
me
call
and Tony F, we don't fight.
No. Yeah, he's sort of the man of the household, so that makes sense.
You guys kiss and make up.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Listen, if you're out there and you want to call in, you can do so by calling in at area code 657-383-1487. Okay, once again, that number is 657-383-1487, and press the 1 key, and you'll come on live.
Ken. What kind of fight was this with Tony Gaga? Was it like ancient Greek wrestling in the nude and all that?
No, it was just a straight-up boxing match.
Oh. Wasn't he at a bit of a disadvantage? Don't you have like a 190-10 record or something?
Yeah, I got a good record, yeah. But it wasn't a disadvantage, okay? I gave up over 150 pounds.
That's true. Yeah, he's close to 400 pounds, isn't he?
Yeah, well over 300.
Oh yeah.
I heard he's close to 500 pounds.
500.
But I don't know. Allegedly.
Well, what moves did you use, Ken? You know, are you southpaw?
No, I'm a righty.
Righty, okay. How many rounds did it go?
Huh?
How many rounds
did
it
go?
Only one round.
One round?
Yeah, I didn't even finish the first round. Yeah.
Well, how much did you have riding on the fight, Ken? Did you put some money down?
Nah, I didn't put any money down.
Oh, jeez. I heard BBF put like $10,000 on you.
Nah, me. He put money on Tony Gaga.
Oh, wow. He lost bad then, didn't he?
Yeah, well, I heard it was more than 10,000. I heard it was 500,000.
Yeah,
$500,000.
Yep.
Yeah, on Tony.
Wow, he's gonna be coming after you, Ken. You should have thrown the match.
Well, listen, I got another call. Let me bring him on. 949.
Hi, Kenny. It's Sam. How are you, honey?
It's who?
Sam.
Damn.
Remember?
Hey, Sam. How you doing?
Sam.
Long time no hear.
Haven't heard from you in
a
long
honey.
Time.
Well, my new name is Sam Washington. I have some broker, and I got hitched. We sent a wedding invitation to your house, Kenny. You didn't reply.
You did.
Is it possible that Tony F threw it in the garbage?
Say what now?
Did Tony F. throw the wedding invitation in the garbage?
No. I didn't receive it.
I know. Well, Kenny, I want to invite you next week. Are you busy on Tuesday?
I've got a lot of appointments coming up. I've got cancer, and I've got to go to the hospital.
Which day you have to go to the hospital, Kenny?
Tuesday.
Oh. How about the 5th of August? We can go to the Artisan Show. The Artisan Show on August 5th.
I gotta see how I'm feeling. I got surgery August 4th.
How about August 26th is the whiskey business?
Say what? I couldn't hear that.
Whiskey business, August 26th, 7 p.m. Would you like to go with me?
Sure.
That's great, Kenny. Can we pick you up?
Yeah.
The cost of entry is $249. Can you pay my ticket?
Can I what?
Pay for my ticket.
Can I pay for it? No, I'm broke.
Define broke, Kenny.
Yeah, I'm just a broke old man.
What do you mean broke? It's
still working. I got no money. Huh?
Oh, you mean money?
I can always use money.
Okay. All right, Kenny. Grover wants a BJ. I'm gonna go now.
Okay, Sam. Nice talking with you. How about you?
Yeah, honey.
Hey, Sylvester Ken.
Yeah.
So Uvalde, the city Uvalde, is that close by you?
It's not too far away. It's about an hour away.
About an hour? Yeah, they're trying to blame everything now on the principal.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because I was watching the Mexican news, and they were doing like an interview with her, and now the police and the government, they're trying to blame her, but she's like, nope. It's you guys, you know, the cops are at fault, you know, because they took their orders from one of the, one of the like, officers, right, and told them to stand down. They're trying to point the finger at her. But she's tough,
okay.
You know. She's not taking it. And good for her, you know.
Yeah. And well, look, we got another caller here.
And even the parents are for her, so that's cool.
Hello, how is everyone doing tonight?
Orale,
doing fine. How are you doing?
Johnny Longfeather?
This is Pam Fitter.
Oh.
Yeah. So, how you doing, Ken?
I'm doing okay. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. I managed to get the covert, but I think I'm getting over it.
Oh,
so.
Dead.
Yep, dead.
Sorry to hear that. Yeah, that's bad.
And I thought it was Johnny.
You feel worse before you get better, but once you start feeling better, it's pretty much just okay. It sucked, but I'm over right now. So, but anyway, who else do we got on the horn?
to me right here, Beanie.
Beanie.
Oh, I'm here. Yes.
Oh, hello, Oki.
Hello,
Beanie.
Hello. Ken, I have a question. What did you do to celebrate after you knocked out Tony Gaga? I heard you had some malt liquor.
No, I didn't have any malt liquor, no.
Malt liquor. I heard this was on the Vegas Strip and you had about a liter of it.
No, I didn't drink.
You did drink. Okay. All right. I can't blame you for that. You got to celebrate after a victory over a 500-pound behemoth.
I heard Tony was chewing down the hot dogs. He stopped by that one place where they give free hot dogs, and he was throwing them down the throat, man. I guess he wanted his stomach to be hard so he wouldn't feel the punches.
trying to pack it in so that way he doesn't feel it.
Yeah.
He was trying to game the system.
What a cheapskate.
He was trying to say, ow, but he went, ow. You know?
Oh.
Oh.
Ken, I think you broke Tony Gaga. I mean, he just hasn't been the same since your boxing match.
He hasn't been the same in a long time. He hasn't had a show in
he's
over.
Even more.
Yeah, that's true.
He's
even
more of a drama queen now.
It's like ever since he went to Hollywood. I think,
you
want to
knock him out again, Ken.
Yeah, once is good enough. Don't need a rematch.
I don't know. He's still not doing a show. I mean, for all we know, he's been exercising for the last, few weeks. He's trying to build muscle, getting ready for the next round.
Well, he lost an ounce, and now that's got to be good enough for him.
No, he gained 10 pounds, but it was 10 pounds of muscle.
Oh, yeah, okay.
I heard Dana White was interested in you, Pastor Ken.
Say what?
I heard Dana White was interested in you, Patrick, yeah?
Ooh.
Is what?
Dana
White.
Ken. You know who Dana White?
Yeah.
Dana White? Oh, yeah. Yeah, Dana White was there.
Oh, yeah, he was interested in you. Yeah.
Is it true he signed you for a contract, Ken?
No. I'm not doing it. I'm too old for a contract. Okay, I'm in my 60s.
Well, no. As a trainer, Ken, come on.
I think you should be like a commentator.
Oh.
Yeah, color commentator.
That'd be good.
Oh, I could do that, yeah.
Commentary.
I haven't been offered any jobs.
Wow.
Well, you're out of retirement now, Ken. I mean, this is the first boxing match in, 20 years? What's next? Are you going to take on some of the greats?
No. It was just a one-time thing.
Well, you're building your strength back up. You should probably go for the heavyweight championship, or at least welterweight.
You know Tony's going to ask for a rematch.
100%.
No, he won't.
It'll give you another opportunity to butt fuck him.
Oh! That's a different kind of... Is that what this boxing match was? Is that why I can't find the videotapes for it?
It's been scrubbed.
Jesus.
I heard Vivid has it.
Oh.
Ow. Well,
Ken, I heard you talking. Oh, sorry. Go ahead, Ken.
No, go ahead.
Well, I was just going to ask. I heard you talking to Sam saying you had a surgery for the cancer coming up. What date was that?
Yeah, I got a surgery on August 4th. And then I got a kidney biopsy on August
8th.
Oh, wow. Is that from Tony? Tony, did he bust one of your kidneys?
Say what?
Is that from Tony Gaga? From the boxing match? Did he bust one of your kidneys or something?
No, I've got too much protein spilling in them from my kidneys. So they want to find out why.
Oh, that's not good.
Protein?
You got any other callers, Ken?
Yeah.
Do we have Doug on the line? I want to talk to my good friend Doug.
No, he hasn't called in.
No. Oh, that's too bad.
He's too busy with the kids.
Oh, there's my dogs.
Jesus.
Well, I'm going to have to say goodnight to everybody. My phone is acting up. So I want to say God bless everybody. Thank you for calling in tonight, Painter, Oki, okay, Beanie, and Tim.
Okay,
may you have a blessed night. And see you all on Saturday.
Saturday, all right.
Oh.
Saturday.
Oh. Have a good night, Ken.
You too.